This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, June 15, the Church of Hardship. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 14. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the other Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there, speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to perform signs and wonders. The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, others with the apostles. There was a plot afoot among both Gentiles and Jews, together with their leaders, to mistreat them and stone them. But they found out about it and fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe, and to the surrounding country, where they continued to preach the gospel. In Lystra, there sat a man who was lame. He had been that way from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bulls and wreaths to the city gates because he and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifices to them. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd shouting, "Friends, why are you doing this? We too are only human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." Even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. They preached the gospel in the city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God," they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church and, with prayer and fasting, committed them to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. After going through Pisidia, they came into Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From Attalia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles, and they stayed there a long time with the disciples. Why does the gospel threaten some people to the point where they break out in violence? This is a common response in the book of Acts. In our Bible reading for today, we see that some people believe in Jesus, but others pick up stones to try to kill Paul and Barnabas and their companions. Violence does not have the last word. The stoning of Paul leads to his getting up and going back into the city. The violence of the cross did not have the last word either. Jesus' resurrection and ascension to heaven assure us of his victory over all our sin. The good news of Jesus presents a threat to our usual way of living. When people hear the message of Jesus, they often sense that their systems are being threatened. And when people feel threatened, they often turn to violence. I have been in churches where people left and slammed the door behind them. I've been in churches where verbal assaults decimated the unity of the body. Although these examples don't show the same level of violence that we see in Acts 14, they reveal a lot of conflict and tension. How do situations like that affect you? Waiting and working for the kingdom of God takes patience, and we may experience hardships, but they're not the end of the story. Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Pray with me. God of good news, forgive us for any violence we have shown to others. Forgive our anger, selfishness, and pride. May we experience the fruit of the Spirit day by day. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.